Welcome to the SoberQ podcast.
Hi, my name's Jim and I'm here to talk about how I found hope. I'm also an alcoholic and in that process I'll be talking about how I found hope. So the first thing that I can recall in my journey through my detox of alcohol and other substances or mind-altering substances, the hope that I found that was clear to me at that point in time was one of the nature that after the detoxes had taken place and I'd withdrawn and all my symptoms had gone away. There was also the psychological aspect of, you know, wanting to pick up a drink and, not being able to, first and foremost, because I was in prison. So through that process, how I found hope was almost like an awakening for me. Even though I, like I said, had been through the whole detox process and, you know, made my way through the physical symptoms of withdrawal from my addictions and being an alcoholic, I do recall that one day during that initial process, I walked out of my cell and actually saw this chap that was, you know, at the start of his 70s, and he was in the middle of the prison unit where I was living. And he was chatting to a bunch of young blokes, you know, and he was, you know, a funny-looking chap. He had a moustache and some tattoos, and I could quickly tell that he's not a prisoner, nor is he a guard, but a person that's come of his own free will to speak to prisoners about our alcoholism and our addiction and the nature behind that. And his message was to introduce AA, or still is, to bring AA to the prisoners in all prisons. I found it really interesting because from afar I was watching this man, and there was probably about three or four individuals around him, and they were just captured by what he was saying. So I thought to myself, okay, I'll just go over and listen and see what's, you know, interesting. You know, and it was mainly my curious nature that did that. Basically, you know, he started talking about AA and the steps, and, you know, then he pretty much went into a meeting right in the middle of the unit amongst a whole bunch of maximum security prisoners, which was quite, you know, I was taken back by it, that this guy had no care, no fear. And he was just there for our own well-being and health, and to achieve, you know, I suppose, which is the message to people like myself. And slowly, I started listening myself and participating within the first meeting, and then I found myself, as the week went on, you know, he obviously, you know, the meeting was over and he decided to, you know, end the meeting, and then he said he would be back the following Sunday. But I noticed I found myself thinking during the week that if it was possible that what this man had told me, that he has a beautiful life now because he followed the 12 steps, and if I was to improvise and follow these guided steps and what that would do for me. And whilst waiting in that week for him to come back on the following Sunday, I really, really couldn't wait to hear from him, you know, because he was just a world full of knowledge. And for me, I just felt that if, you know, I've tried everything, so if it works for this guy, it's evident that it does work. And so, therefore, that was the actual bit of hope that found me in those dark places. And I certainly won't ever forget it. And I'm always grateful to AA and having that broad spectrum across not just out of society, but within the prison systems themselves. And that's how hope reached me in my journey of sobriety. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.